WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
And maybe your Valentine's Day weekend includes going to see Trent Wagler and Steel Wheels at Mockingbird. And we're glad to have them right here in WN Studios. Good morning, Trent.
Good morning, Ann. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you here. It's so nice that the weather cleared up for your CD release party.
You know, I think so. We have that kind of power. But no, it's exciting. I think people are going to be really ready to get out of their homes. So we're hoping we'll have a nice turnout.
Well, you helped open the Mockingbird. You had the distinction of actually having the first musical event there, and it's kind of nice for you to return back and to have your CD release party there two nights, and we have the last pair of tickets to the show that we'll give away a little bit later on this hour for some standing room seats on Saturday night, so it's kind of nice to have some tickets to the show to give away.
Yeah.
But you also have one other show that'll be coming up in March that got rescheduled from tonight.
Yeah, we were supposed to play the Village Concerts right out of town here in Palmyra, and it's just not clear enough. So we're rescheduling for March 10th, and we're promising that the weather's going to be great. So it should be a lot of fun.
Good, good. Well, when you opened the Mockingbird, you did play some new music, and we've mm-hmm. got a new CD called Red Wing. Tell us a little bit about the songs on this album before we hear some of it.
Yeah. Well, the songs are really all over the place. I mean, some of them are very traditional inspired songs, like the title track Red Wing that has a traditional tune that we put new lyrics to, but a lot of new sounds from us. We've got, there's three original instrumentals on the album. We've got an a cappella four-part harmony song on there. So it's a lot of fun, and we go some new places for the band. But yeah, it's I also have some songs in there inspired by my grandfather who plays a harmonica still in southern Indiana, and a guy who really got me inspired into looking at some of the old music that we're now, you know, sort of trying to put new brands on. So,
all right, and we should note that Jay Lapp is still en route to Stanton, and he'll be there tomorrow for sure, but he is not here in the WNRN studios this morning. But we also have Eric and Brian here. What are you going to do for us first?
We're going to do a winter song off this album. We thought it was fitting. Kind of a sad winter song about sort of feeling like you can't get outside. And so we thought it was a perfect way to start off the morning here. It's called Walk This Way for a While.
Why I'm lonely here. Sunset's coming gray. Not one color wrapped around me like the tears that dull the pain. Nighttime never gets me. It's the morning makes me cry. Morning should bring sunlight, but I can't see the sky. Indiana winter. Will you walk this way for a while? Will you walk this way for a while? I think you will. I hope you will. See me in the footsteps that I leave upon this trail. No fall's ever cleaner than the ways that we might fail. I think I love you. Did that come too quick? Will you walk this way for a while? Will you walk this way for a while? I think you will. I know you still. minor keys, melodies of sadness, but the colors are more sweet. Sing harmony. Will you walk this way for a while? Will you walk this way for a while? I think you will. I hope you will.
WNRN live music in the WNRN studios this morning with Trent Wagler and Steel Wheels. And they're singing some songs from the new album that's being released this week called Red Wing. And the title track actually has some help from Robin and Linda Williams on there. Tell us a little bit about working with them.
Well, we recorded half of the album in a little cabin here in Augusta County, Virginia, and set up a studio in there for about a week. And we invited our good friends Robin and Linda to come out, and we weren't sure if they would take us up on it or not. But sure enough, they came out, and we had a wonderful day of recording. I think Eric cooked up a nice like chicken dinner or something like that, and we had a little picnic out on the porch. But we sat down. It was really fun because the song Red Wing has some connection. I mentioned my grandfather. He used to play that old tune. It's an old traditional tune that he always played on the harmonica, and I always loved and decided to just sort of change it up a little bit and write some new lyrics to it. And it was a dream of mine to have somebody like Robin and Linda be singing on it. And so they came out, and we all sat down in the big living room of that cabin. We recorded it all in the same room, and Robin played his guitar, Linda played the banjo, and then they sang some harmony vocals. And it was a wonderful day. I mean, it was probably the highlight of the recording process because we sat around and talked for a while. They have so many stories, and they're just great people to work with. So, yeah, it was really fun.
Did you have any other special guests on this CD?
We did. We had an accordion player playing on one of the instrumental songs. Her name's Loretta Kraft. And we had some cello that was wonderfully added. And for some reason, I'm forgetting her name right now. That's so sad. Over the air. Lisa Wright. That's right. Sorry, Lisa. plays wonderful cello. And that was all our guests, right?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, most of it was, we stayed pretty true to the core four members here of the Steel Wheels. So,
well, last time you were in, I think it was just you and Jay Lapp, and you talked about your friendship that was developed when you kind of moved out to the Midwest. And then you've also... Are you still writing a lot with him, or a lot of the songs?
Yeah.
He writes one, you write another, or do you mm-hmm. write them together, or is there all the above?
A little bit of all the above. With this album, we had I mentioned the instrumental songs that we had, and it's exciting that Jay wrote one instrumental song. It's called Second of May. Eric also wrote two fiddle tunes for this album, and so we have songs that were written pretty sort of exclusively by those guys on this one, and then most like the song we just did and most of the other songs on the album are songs where I write the lyrics and I write the music and then bring it to the band and we sort of arrange and configure it around the instruments and what we want to do. And it was a very similar process to writing with Jay, except we had all four members kind of converging and figuring it out together. So
Trent Wagler and Steel Wheels here in the WNRN studios this morning. There's going to be some performances this weekend at Mockingbird Roots Music Hall Friday and Saturday night. I've got one pair of standing room tickets for Saturday night, the last pair of tickets for those. Let's have Trent Wagler and Steel Wheels give us another tune. What are you going to do for us next?
We're going to do a little blues song here called Nothing You Can't Lose.
Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your sister, tell some stranger, there ain't nothing you have that you can't lose. So give me love, let me down, drag my name all over this town. No regret, no revenge, take your time, breathe it in. Strange comfort, but in the end, there ain't nothing you have that you can't lose.
WNRN, Trent Wagler, Steel Wheels, right here in the WNRN studios. Well, we've been talking about the Mockingbird Reach Me to Call CD release, but there's also something going on this weekend on Saturday in Harrisonburg that you're going to be playing at. Why don't we talk a little bit about that for a minute?
Yeah, absolutely. We're, for those of you who weren't able to get tickets to the Mockingbird, we're playing we're actually kicking off a one-day music festival. They're going to have some theater and music both days, but the music part is happening on Saturday. We start at 2 p.m. and we're the first act, and we're doing that, of course, before we run over to the Mockingbird and play our show up there in the evening. The festival is called Minnow Folk, and we actually have in our band, all four of us have some roots with the Mennonites, which is an interesting sort of tidbit. And but the rest of the artists as well that'll be playing there also have some roots with the Mennonites. And some of those artists, Rachel Reese, Andrew Bemis, Boca Chica is a band that's coming in from Pittsburgh, from Chicago, from all over the place. So sometimes you're surprised at these Mennonite roots and where they end up. But it's a lot of fun. And like I said, we're starting at 2 p.m. It's happening at the EMHS, Eastern Mennonite High School Auditorium. All that information is on our website at thesteelwheels.com. So.
Yeah, but you went to Eastern Mennonite University, so you definitely showed your Mennonite roots in a way. I don't know if Eric and Brian went to EMU as well, did they?
That's where we all met there.
Oh, okay. And what about Jay?
No. He came through town. He lived in Harrisonburg. He actually grew up here and then moved to the Midwest.
Jay and I actually went, this is Eric, we actually went to preschool together, and we didn't even know it until just a year or so ago. We found an old picture. Hey, that looks familiar. So that's the first time we met, but then we re-met later.
That's a pretty long relationship.
Yeah, exactly. The roots are pretty deep. Yeah, Brian and I met at EMU playing in a rock band, and at the time he was playing electric guitar and I was playing electric bass, and now he plays the upright bass and I play acoustic guitar, so...
We've got Trent Wagler and Steel Wheels in the WNR studio. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll have more conversation and music with them in just a minute. Trent Wagler, along with most of the members of Steel Wheels, in the studios this morning. Well, you talked about when you came in earlier, Trent, that you had left the banjo at home. So maybe we could talk a little bit about all the instruments that are in the band. Do you play anything else besides the guitar and the banjo?
No, not in this album. Yeah, the acoustic guitar and the banjo. We did quite a few songs. I took up the clawhammer banjo in the last 2 years and kind of got obsessed by it last year at some point and started writing all the songs I was writing were coming out on the banjo. So that made the album. And Jay, who's not with us and who we mentioned before, plays mandolin very well and also some acoustic guitars. But probably the most unique instrument in the band that made it on this album is a baritone guitar that he has that actually Brian over here made for him. So yeah, it's nice to have a luthier on staff in the band. And he built that guitar. But Brian's also worked at Huss and Dalton Musical Instruments for many years now. Yeah. Many. Can I say many? Is that right?
It's getting up there.
And so I also play Huss and Dalton guitar and banjo that he had his hands in, at least. And those guys at Huss and Dalton have always been really great to us. So they're great instruments to be able to play. But otherwise, yeah, it's fiddle and upright bass. And we had, like I said before, an accordion and some cello. I looked a little bit of electric guitars as well at times. And a big stick. I did play a big stick. I made this instrument out of a broomstick and a bunch of washers that I found on sale at the hardware, where I sort of screwed in these washers to the side of the stick, and you pound it on the ground, and it makes this huge crashing kind of clash of washers. And so we use that on a couple tracks as well.
Cool. We got Trent Wagler, Steel Wheels, in the studio. One more live tune for us this morning?
Yeah. Yeah, I want to do this song. I mentioned my grandfather. He's 90 years old, and he lives in a little town called Bean Blossom, Indiana. And
is that where Bill Monroe had his festival for many years?
Yeah, yeah. It's now the Bluegrass Hall of Fame. Maybe little known, but it's right there in Bean Blossom. But yeah, I grew up there. About 10 years of my life, I grew up right there listening to the out of the backyard, the Bill Monroe Jamboree, but listening more closely to Grandpa, who played the harmonica, and he just recently started to show signs of Alzheimer's, and is starting to lose some of his memory. But I had a really unique experience of going and seeing him right after that had started to happen, and he couldn't really follow the conversation or didn't know who I was, but we got out the guitar and the harmonica, and he could play the songs note for note. And so that experience sort of bore this song that took a bit of a life of its own, but it's a song called The Hymn for the Unsung.
Hymns from the loudest voice till quiet ones rejoice. Your bitter silence tasted, and for all the beaten down in those forgotten towns, let no more time be wasted. There are no words to sing this little song I bring. I come here empty-handed. There is no day too bright, no darkened night. There are no wishes granted that can take this music from me. Music from me. You can't take it. Though pockets lose their wealth and dust climbs upon the shelf, this beauty will not wither. So with hungry baby face or hands all leather traced, come to the bounty hither. But don't take this music. Don't take it from me. So go on, ring those bells, play on your cockle shells. There is no sound displeasing. Run, get your pots and pans, tame wood and steel for it from me. Don't take. Sounds from Mother Deep is wild mountain steep, but we see our days before us, so to each make her own noise, sweet rhymes with simple voice, or join an ancient chorus, but don't take your music from me, music from me. Don't take it from me. No, please don't take your music from me. Music from me. Don't take it from me.
WNRN, Trent Wagler, Steel Wheels, live in the WNRN studios. They'll be playing this weekend at Mockingbird Reach Music Hall. They're playing, remind me again, Menofolk?
Menofolk Festival, yeah,
at the Eastern Mennonite High School starting at 2 o'clock. And then they will play a reschedule event for Village Concerts that was supposed to be tonight. They're going to be playing that on March 10th. Well, Trent, always a pleasure to see you, and I love hearing this new music. And good luck with all of the events this weekend and the gigs to come.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to be here, Anne. Thank you.